The next thing the mind says, I don't want to give up the pleasure of eating. Sounds like you're going to come into a loss, right? You're not going to be able to enjoy a malted milk or a hot fed sundae or a hamburger smothered in onions. Quite the contrary. What happens to the enjoyment of eating once you do this is that appetite arises out of the eating itself. So I'll sit down with no hunger and no appetite at all. But the minute I begin to eat, it creates appetite. And the pleasure of eating is more than it ever was. I enjoy food now more than I ever did. Why? It's not accompanied by guilt anymore. It's not accompanied by self-blame. It's not accompanied by anxiety. Am I eating too many calories? Am I going to gain weight from this? All that's eliminated. So you're not going to give up the pleasure of eating at all. You'll find that when you eat, when you're not hungry, that you're enjoying the food considerably. When do you start enjoying the cheese sandwich? The minute you take a bite into it. Not even hungry. I pick up the cheese sandwich, I bite into it, the enjoyment is there. There's no loss of enjoyment. I don't believe in letting go enjoyment and pleasure. On the contrary, I believe in increasing it. So now you'll have the enjoyment and the pleasure of eating, as well as the enjoyment and pleasure, the justified pride, in having a body that's more appropriate to your own aesthetic ambitions. It has nothing to do with your self-worth. It has nothing to do with the fact that you're self-indulgent. It has nothing to do with oral narcissistic needs or whatever the psychoanalytic theory might be, oral aggression, oral passivity. It's got nothing to do with that. It merely has to do with a simple, very primary type of conditioning which has been favored in our society. You picked it up from your own social conditioning as a child, that's all. The body is experienced in mind, and the mind is experienced in consciousness. So where you're really experiencing that which you've called hunger in the past is in your consciousness. And where is that localized? You'll notice that it's only a belief system that it's experienced in the stomach. It's actually experienced in sort of a generalized way, sort of everywhere. The thought that it is in the stomach is just a belief system from childhood. The body cannot experience anything. What is going on is experienced in a more diffuse, generalized area. So another trick, another technique in letting go of suffering of any kind, whether it's pain or illness or physical symptoms, in this case, what we've been calling hunger is nothing but a physical symptom. You'll notice that it is being experienced in a general, diffuse kind of way. It's being experienced sort of everywhere. Because where do we experience all experience? Actually, it's being experienced in an everywhereness rather than a localized situation. The localization is coming from the strong belief systems. We have all these thoughts from childhood. As we let go resisting this energy of this sensation, it becomes diffuse and finally it disappears.